In Grand Forks, North Dakota, a bond is set at $5 million for the man suspected of abducting a college student from a shopping mall parking lot nearly 2 weeks ago. But Alfonso Rodriguez is choosing to stay in jail for his own protection. Police in North Dakota and Minnesota continue to search for the student, Drew Chaudin. Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
50-year-old Alfonso Rodriguez Jr., who has 3 sexual assault convictions, is accused of kidnapping 22-year-old Drew Chaudin as she left work 5 days before Thanksgiving. Grand Forks police say Rodriguez is talking to investigators, but they won't disclose what he's told them. Police are also tight-lipped about evidence, but expressed confidence in their case against Rodriguez. The crime has changed campus life at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, where Drew Chaudin was a student. In the student union, 19-year-old sophomore Alicia Robinson says she's much more cautious.
It's scary because Grand Forks is such like a town that you don't expect anything like that to happen. And it makes you more scared now, especially coming from work and stuff. I make sure that there's someone with me at all times or there's someone watching me go in my car.
A stinging December wind howls across the frozen farmland of northwest Minnesota as volunteers dressed in cold weather gear hike through wooded areas and along riverbanks. People on all-terrain vehicles search miles of road ditches and farm fields. Eric Halverson is one of thousands of volunteers who took time off work to join the search this week. Riding his all-terrain vehicle over plowed fields and through snow-filled ditches, he joined more than 400 riders looking for anything that resembled a clue to Chaudin's disappearance.
I couldn't imagine if something like this happened to my family, so you know, I think if it happened to me, I'd like it. I'd appreciate it if people did the same thing, you know, came out, took time off work and came out and looked. I just hope someone finds her.
Searchers have also combed miles of land around Grand Forks. They've even searched about 30 miles away near Crookston, Minnesota, where Rodriguez lives. Police say that for now they don't plan any more large-scale searches. Despite the fact it's been nearly 2 weeks since Drew Chaudin disappeared, police and family members remain outwardly optimistic about finding her alive. Earlier this week, Drew's father, Alan, and her brother, Sven, spoke directly to the missing woman.
Honey, we're still looking for you. We know you're there. And our strength is drawn off of you. We have the strength and we're all to be out there. We're going to continue to be there, honey. We're going to find you.
Yes, we are a strong family, and we know she's out there. She's a strong girl. And I know we're just right around the corner from you, Drew.
50-year-old Alfonso Rodriguez Jr. has 3 sexual assault convictions. He was released earlier this year after spending more than 20 years behind bars. Minnesota's attorney general says he'll investigate why Rodriguez was not considered for a program that permanently holds dangerous sex offenders at a treatment facility. The arrest of a 3-time offender sparked a political debate over the death penalty in Minnesota. Minnesota and North Dakota are among 12 states that do not have a death penalty. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says he's fed up with stories about repeat sex offenders, and he wants the state to consider a death penalty.
When you have somebody who is raping or attempting to rape a woman and trying to kill them or killing them, in my view, that's the type of individual that is probably not curable and shouldn't be out on the streets in a free society.
Governor Pawlenty wants a public policy debate about what to do with dangerous sexual predators, but he says that debate should not detract from the most pressing work, finding Drew Chaudin. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gunderson.